Greetings all. Welcome to the 10th edition of the Tech Times. This is your host, Mr. Fresh. I hope everybody's doing well. Today is Wednesday, July 10th, and I came across an article in Wired magazine. Most of you know that that's my favorite magazine. And this happens to talk to the maker versus fixer revolution. Currently, what the revolution has truly been is the maker revolution, in that many of you have heard of the advent of the 3D printer. We can print everything from plastics to cardboard items to guns to a number of different things. It's big. Make Magazine at MakeZine.com has been around for some years, and they have championed the maker effort across the board, further than it just being a hobby. But what was interesting about this particular article is the fact that the maker revolution is big, but what we probably truly need to go along with that is not just a maker revolution, but a fixer revolution. Part of the story reminded me of an old laptop that I have. It's a Mac PowerBook. And it's year 2005 model. It went out on me a couple years ago. Tried everything that I could to get the hard drive to see the operating system, and I couldn't. So I did my usual research on the internet and found that it probably needed a new hard drive. So despite the fact that I went out and got another MacBook, or another, I should say a MacBook instead of a PowerBook for my use, I decided that I was going to take it upon myself to try to fix this laptop and give it to my son. Some of you might have seen some videos that I posted to app.net about my follies in getting the hard drive out, but I was successful in the end in fixing it, and now it works like a brand new laptop. The gist of this article, again, was to talk about not just focusing on making things, but fixing things. When we think about turning in old cell phones to our local cell phone store, Verizon, what have you, and there are recycling programs, not just for cell phones, but for electronics, I think what's not generally known is that even though these items are recyclable in terms of electronics, they often end up in a third world country in various land dumps, and they end up actually polluting the environment of that company, of that country, rather. So there's an outfit out of New York. I don't recall what the name of the outfit is in the article, but they are trying to bring into existence a fixer revolution. And what they do is they allow people to bring all kinds of items, from toasters to lamps to other household items, and they actually fix them. There was a story in a very similar to mine. Father had an old laptop that needed some fixing, and he took it upon himself to do the same thing. He ordered some parts. His job was a bit more involved than mine, but he went in and ordered some parts and fixed this laptop, and now it's as good as new. His children are actually successfully using the laptop. So yeah, the maker revolution is big. As a matter of fact, about an hour ago, I was on the internet doing some research, and I found out that an engineering team from Aerospace Corporation is actually printing rocket engine cartridges via 3D. So I don't know about you, but this 3D maker revolution is huge. I mean, I had no idea you can print so many things from various types of 3D printing. So that technology is here to stay and will only revolutionize as well as evolutionize manufacturing. In any event, I think the article was well written. I think it poses a great point that instead of just throwing away stuff the minute that it barely works, a fixer revolution is needed, not only to help us save our environment, but to get more use out of the electronics that we do buy. Yes, it is true that many items like the iPhone and similar electronics are manufactured today to the point that they're very difficult to get in from a user standpoint. There's no user serviceable part, so to speak, in your, unless you're well adept in repairing electronics. But one suggestion was to have manufacturers make electronics easier to disassemble and subsequently easier to fix. As always, feel free to comment and give me your thoughts on the fixer versus maker revolution. The background music I shared today was entitled Solen Sound. I'm sorry, the group's name is Solen Sound. The track's name is Always On My Mind. That was the Bar Lounge music remix. This is Mr. Fresh Shot signing off for the 10th edition of Tech Times. Incidentally, I have taken the liberty to not participate in the Audio Mo July challenge. I'm just flubbing up like every other word today because I missed a day, and I think that being the case, it wouldn't be a challenge if I didn't post a video every day. So it was a valiant effort, but life gets in the way, and I just forgot the other day, so that in my mind put me out of the challenge, so to speak. Well, there's always next time. In any event, have a great day. Take care.